good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 2nd, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Alfred. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to represent the citizens of Jefferson County one more time. I thank you for the employees of Jefferson County. I thank you for those overseas that's protecting our right to be a democracy. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to say the pledge in unison, please. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the refurbishment of Jefferson County Courthouse elevators. Item B is to receive and file bids for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Item C is to approve specifications for invitation for bid for RSA grading and runway marking replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport that is funded 90% by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 29. Item D is to approve specifications for an invitation for bid for security improvements at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, also funded 90% by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grants. Item E has been requested tabled by purchasing. Item F is to consider and approve award for Jefferson County Interior Masonry Rehabilitation Phase 4 to Lang Brothers, Inc. in the amount of $37,810. Item G is to approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for refurbishment of Jefferson County Courthouse elevators to Otis Elevator Company in the amount of $279,989. Item H is to approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon. Fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Fire Patrol Protection Systems, Inc. in the amount shown on Attachment A. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 1 for the Sabine Pass Port Authority dredging project in an amount of $151,672 and an additional 14 contracted days, increasing the contracted amount to $875,550 and the number of days of completion to 134 days. And this is a project that's paid for by disaster grant funding, but there was some unanticipated trash found in the dredge material, and so they had to account for that via change order. It still falls within the amount originally allocated, well within the amount originally allocated by the court under the grants. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for precinct number 1 road reconstruction in a decreased amount of $23,950.40, adjusting the final contract to $1,293,941, and that change is to adjust pay quantities to the actual quantities used on the project. That again is a disaster-funded project by the General Land Office. Item K is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for DD6 pipeline replacement construction in the amount of $174,105.01, bringing the contract total to $1,777,917.58, and that change is for charges incurred by Kinder Morgan due to the relocation of their pipeline under the Needmore Diversion Channel, and that's also funded by Hurricane Ike disaster funding, and that is also still well underneath what they were originally allocated, even with the change order, by I think about $350,000. Item L is to consider and approve and execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Carl R. Griffith and Associates for grant administration on CDBG Cheek Sewer Improvement Project Phase 3 in accordance with the request for qualifications for grant administration and management for Jefferson County. Item M, it's consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case Goodwill. And lastly, under purchasing, item N, it's consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap dryers and washing machines. Scrap materials are to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such price as it may command with the funds returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
I'll move.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions, Judge, on my question would be on that particular one. Will that project be completed in time, in the time duration of the money that's being granted to us by the Joan Land Office?
Oh, yes. It'll be well within that time period, and I still think it, and it'll still be well under the amount originally allocated. And I've, as I've said before, one of the problems that we've come up with in the hurricane disaster funding is that people came in here from the governmental, local governmental districts that the court considered funding, like West Jefferson Water Control Improvement District, Water Control Improvement District 10, all the drainage districts, so forth and so on, and we allocated them parts of those fundings based on their engineering estimates of what the projects would cost. In almost all those cases, whether as a result of the recession or decreased building materials or overestimates, they've come in below. However, we had until February 1st of this year to ask the GLO to allocate those funds to other projects, and didn't find out until afterwards that many of them have come in below. So we're going to be going to Austin to meet with our representatives and the GLO to make sure that those monies are utilized on Jefferson County projects like indigent healthcare facilities and so forth. So we're confident that that's going to go well. But yeah, they'll finish within the time period allowed by the disaster grant funding rules and regulations of HUD, and that looks good.
Okay, the second one would be this one here. I guess is under the actual amount for Roden Bridge Precinct 1 and the reduction. And it may be for Don. Who's checking or giving the final completion on those projects? And I want you to make sure so the court will know, and that's why I'm asking.
The road projects were all handled through our office, and our people stayed with the road projects very, very closely. And after all the quantities were completed and the work done, some of the road materials, some of the work was not required, and so we have an actual decrease in this particular case, because road projects are paid by work done, not by the contract amount that is bid. It's bid by each item of work, and so we actually did a little less than was required by the contract.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Judge, I got a couple of questions. Judge, Commissioners, this question is for our airport director, Ms. Hogenkamp. Under Section C and D, in light of our situation out at the airport, my concern is with this AIP funding, is there any chance that in the future we could come back and the county would be responsible for any of this?
No, sir. Right now, our AIP funds are calculated on, they calculate AIP entitlement monies on 2 years prior. So right now, we're not under threat of losing those funds. I've spoken with our program manager with the FAA, and we're moving forward with our capital plan.
Okay. Thank you.
And lastly, on item F, on the award for the Jefferson County Interior Masonry Rehabilitation, which I'm assuming based on prior discussions and bids and everything is for the 317th District Court. Ms. Goodness, Mr. What's wrong with me? LaBeach, would you have anything to? always confuse me if somebody spells their Don, D-O-H-N.
I'm swamp Irish, you know that. we were happy that we have a contractor that's a local contractor. All the subcontractors are local, so, you know, it's been hard finding those individuals to do work, historic work on the courthouse. We have one that has lots of experience doing historic restoration, particularly in downtown Orange, on the old church down there and some other buildings. So we're very happy that that we'll be having local contractor work on that project.
Judge, I just wanted to say that Historical Commission has great faith in Don LaBiche and Gerald Bailey, and have no doubt that they'll do the work the way that it should be done. Thank you.
I do. Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, on those items under purchasing, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled so that we don't have a burned man. Item B is to receive and file executed Jefferson County Voluntary Tow Service Rotation List Guidelines adopted week before last. Item C is to receive and file executed application for eligibility for Texas Facilities Commission Federal Surplus Program. Item D is considering possibly authorized county judge to execute an abatement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Pandora Methanol LLC. And item E is to receive and file that executed abatement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Pandora Methanol LLC. I have a motion on those items.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2, purchase of a hydraulic truck conveyor in the amount of $13,000 being taken from his labor account to his capital account. Item B is to consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for the purchase of a pneumatic roller for the Road and Bridge work in the amount of $49,900 taken from other accounts within this area, within his budget. Item C is to consider an approved budget amendment for the district attorney for replacement of a vehicle which was totaled in a wreck in the amount of $21,865. Item D is to consider an approved budget amendment, 317th District Court, for additional costs for indigent defense for juvenile cases in the amount of $45,000. Item E is to consider an approved budget amendment for Beaumont maintenance for replacement of equipment for downtown jail in the amount of $16,431, and that was for washers and... Item F is to consider an approved budget amendment for veteran services for additional costs for copier lease in the amount of $1,150. Item G is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for the month ending May 31st, 2012. Item H is through regular county bills, check numbers 368178 through 368492 for the week ending 6/25/2012. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 368493 through 368708 for the week ended July 2nd, 2012. Have a motion on those items.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to county clerks, it's item A to receive and file a no objection letter from the U.S. Department of Justice under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance of limited redistricting of Justice of the Peace and Constable precincts, the voting precinct realignment, polling location changes, and the addition of voting precincts and polling places. I have a motion on that item.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of August 2012. Motion.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? Of the properties?
Yeah. Normally should be.
Yes, sir. Normally it's larger, but because of the time frame before budget and everything, we're doing this as a request from the city of Port Arthur. It's part of their grant program. These are 9 properties that are held in the county's name that the city has money through an outside person for a grant that they're going to build low-income housing on those lots.
Oh, probably part of that neighborhood stabilization program funding. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, the item A is considering possibly authorize County Treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company for the funds of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under Human Resources, item A is considering possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for William Owens, the Sheriff's Office employee. Have a motion on that? Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
I want to bring this to the point. Carrie and I had a brief conversation in reference to how this come about and to the HR department. I think the court might need to look at from elected officials, fine, but department heads, I think if we have situations that occur, it need to come to this court. Elected officials, fine, but department heads, if there are situations that occur, it need to come to the court. Because I had a couple of calls that concerned me.
I'm always under the impression, based on the personnel policies and procedures manual, that whether it was elected official or department head, that it still came to court if we got an extended leave. Am I wrong?
Ultimately, Judge and Commissioners, the decision to grant any extended leave without pay must come before Commissioner's Court for approval in accordance with policy. We do that under several circumstances, which are outlined in the policy. One of which is in compliance with the ADA, where, you know, that would be a reasonable accommodation after some discussion. We're pretty intimately involved with all of these situations, but ultimately it is incumbent upon the employee to, and HR, we will have a conversation with them regarding this extension of leave, and at some point we'll also then have a conversation with the department head or the elected official. What we can do, Commissioner, I think to satisfy your concern is when we identify a situation such as this, we will make sure that we have appropriate conversations between that department head and at the very least, the liaison for the court so that we know exactly what's going on. And it would still be brought in front of the court for final approval.
I think that would be suffice because I don't want us to get any.
We can make sure that the court's always aware of it.
Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Alford. We'll make sure that the policy is applied uniformly across the board.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there anything else any member of the court or elected official would like to bring to the attention of the public without the court taking action? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there any other item?
I just hope that everyone have a great 4th of July, and we know we'll have fireworks this year, and it's good to have rain, isn't it?
It's great to have rain. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Before we adjourn, wanted to know if, Don, you wanted to introduce your new assistant, your new second in command.
Judge and members of the court, we have a new engineering superintendent, Mr. Steve Stafford. Steve, you want to stand, please? Steve recently retired from TxDOT, and we were very fortunate to have him respond to our request for a new superintendent, and we're just tickled to have him. He is a Lamar graduate and grew up in Nederland, and so he's well versed in Jefferson County. This is his first opportunity to attend Commissioner's Court and get acquainted with everyone. So please meet and greet him and welcome him to the county. Thank you.
I think, what, you had 28 years with TxDOT?
Yes, sir. Almost 30.
Almost 30.
Years and so retired. So she came up in here and I thought, I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. We're happy to have your expertise. I know Don's got you working on a lot of projects now, including some down at Precinct 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard you. I was touring Precinct 3 this morning. You saw one of some of the issues I have, and I think Mr. Rayo's working on it. I appreciate you've already shown the interest and the understanding of what I have, the problems I'm having down there. So I appreciate y'all. Now, if y'all get with Patrick and the judge and everybody, we'll fix that issue.
I know you're really going to get fixed.
Anything else? All right, if not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much.